Podcast. There was an explosion over in Palm Springs, California today, and the authorities are calling it an act of terror. We're going to listen to that press brief, and we're going to go over a couple different, what I think are some of the best aerial shots of this that kind of, and I'm going to give you my own take as well. You know, like, look, as a former 18 Charlie or Special Forces Engineer Sergeant, I've seen a lot of stuff detonated over the years, multiple years in combat, car bombs, things of that nature, and kind of what I'm looking at over here on this explosion and why I'm a little bit slightly confused on how they're calling this an act of terror. A lot of the car bombings, suicide bombings, things like that I've seen, this one's not really adding up to that. So I'm going to be really curious to see what the authorities end up coming out saying. I hope they didn't get too far ahead of themselves and might possibly be wrong. And I'm going to be explaining a couple different things about this here in just a sec. So we're going to go over all that. Wild, Matt, you have been waiting for this, or you have been waiting for me to go live on this. I believe it, man. I believe it. I mean, this is some pretty wild stuff, you know. I'm going to wait for a couple more people to roll in here. And I'm just, I mean, there is a 12-minute press briefing that we're going to listen to. And I have, in my opinion, what some of the best aerial surveillance. I listened to somebody over in the Discord that told me that they felt that the vehicle was ripped in half. I don't see that. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you guys have something a little bit better than that to show me, I did my best to find everything that I could on it. And we're going to start off with this first overhead ride. I want to wait just another minute for people to give a chance for everybody to get in here. And I know it's just going to continue to grow as we go over it. But let's get this up on here. Let's get this up on your screen. And let's show you guys kind of more or less what I'm talking about. This is the main video because it's got a great 360 degree of the entire crime scene. I've got other audio of this actual explosion going off. We're going to talk about that as well. And then we're going to go over the damage on this building, particularly why it is the way it is. So first, I want to put this up, and I want to let you guys watch this 360 and let you guys
investigators
you see.
And firefighters now combing through the massive debris field right now. This is a live look from Air 7 of that fertility clinic, and you can see there is extensive damage to this building. We believe the car was parked on the left side of your screen in the parking lot, but the force of it sent part of that building out into the street. That is actually Palm Canyon Drive on that side of the road. So this is the American Reproductive Centers. It happened about 11 o'clock today. It is on Indian Canyon Drive. That's the side of the parking lot, but I believe the road on the right side is Palm Canyon Drive. That's the road that takes you directly into downtown Palm Springs. And we see the remains of a, what looks like a truck. You can see the front axle there on the right, and it looks like a box truck back towards the left, unless that's a car that was planted up against the side of a dumpster or a truck. But there, it looks like the vehicle that was involved here, at least one of them, parked in the parking lot, hitting this fertility clinic, which again is right across the street from Desert Regional Medical Center. You can see right there over the doorway, American Reproductive Center, ARC. We have heard from those who are running this clinic who say, all of the eggs, embryos, everything that the fertile stores that they have in their building was okay and saved. We do believe one person was killed in this, as we see some law enforcement tech going through the remains. That is just looks like a small vehicle, a car that they are now looking through to see exactly how this played out. We know the FBI is investigating this. The governor is aware of the situation happening in Palm Springs. He says his office is monitoring the situation and will continue to. A law enforcement source telling ABC News they believe that the suspect in this case was killed. We also believe five other people were hurt in this explosion, and there across the street is the hospital. And you can see the force of this shattering windows at nearby businesses. And this is the hospital. This is Desert Regional. And on a second floor on the back of a long outdoor second multi-story patio, those windows were shattered as well. People all around Palm Springs said they could feel the concussion, the wave. They could hear this blast and feel it in the ground. That source telling ABC News there's also an active search right now to see if there are any other explosive devices planted around this scene or around the city of Palm Springs. Once that search is completed, investigators say then we will learn more about exactly what happened.
Okay. How do we feel about this so far, ladies and gentlemen? What did you notice? What in there? I'm curious when you guys see it, because we're going to let, you know what, before we even get into that, I'm just going to pull it up and I'm going to let you guys, first, here is actual audio of the explosion going off. I don't know if you guys have heard this or not. This is the only video of audio, like actual recording of the sucker. It wasn't a shaped charge. Don't even start that shit right now. It wasn't a shaped charge. I promise you that. Nothing about this screams shaped charge whatsoever. One more time. Now that was like a really distinct, like sharp pitched blast, right? Very distinct, sharp pick blast. Didn't hear like low grade, like nothing. It sounded like a very distinct, right, as it ended up going off. So that, along with the surveillance footage and stuff like that, the news helicopters flying over, is what we're going to be basing this off of. And I've got a couple different things that I'm going to be showing you guys throughout it, and then we're going to talk because some of the stuff looks a little sus. Other parts of it seem to be, let's go into it. All right, let's listen to what they had to say. This was a press briefing that came out not that long ago.
I'm Lieutenant Mike Villegas. I'm the public information officer for the Palm Springs Police Department. We'll have four speakers today from the FBI, from the Palm Springs Police Department, Palm Springs Fire Department, and our city council members. So first, we're gonna start off with Assistant Director Akil Davis. He's from the FBI in Los Angeles.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Good afternoon. As Mike just said, my name is Akil Davis. I'm the Assistant Director in charge of the FBI's Los Angeles field office. This morning at approximately 11 a.m. local time, our police and fire partners responded to an explosion at the 1300 block of North Indian Canyon Drive in Palm Springs, just behind us, a couple hundred feet. In addition to the FBI, Palm Springs PD, the Palm Springs Fire Department, and other agencies, including the ATF, Riverside County Sheriff's Department, Desert Hot Springs Police Department, Cathedral City Police Department, as well as the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, all responded to this incident. The FBI, which has an office nearby, responded with approximately six agents initially. Currently, one person who was near the vehicle is deceased, but at least four people are injured.
Okay, so that's the first thing we're gonna look at. One person who was near the vehicle is deceased, but four people in total have been injured. So one person near the vehicle deceased, four people total on top of that have been injured. Let's keep it going.
I'd like to offer our best wishes to those injured and hopefully for a quick recovery. After my remarks, Chief Mills will provide a status on the injuries as well as community safety and other road closure precautions. This explosion was significant, covering several blocks north, south, east, and west of the 1300 block of Indian Canyon. Roads are closed as there's wide debris field over 250 yards. The FBI's evidence response team is on scene right now, processing evidence, and will be here for a significant amount of time. Our bomb technicians are working with the post-blast scene as well to determine the origins of the blast. We are working to confirm the identity of the deceased, and we will provide that to you as soon as we can, but we are keeping that close hold in order to protect the integrity of the investigation. Make no mistake, this is an intentional act of terrorism.
All right, so there we go. There's your next clue. They're saying it is now an intentional act of terrorism. That's what they're saying. We're gonna see if the evidence adds up to that.
The FBI is investigating it as such. Our Joint Terrorism Task Force is here, working in lockstep with the Palm Springs Police Department, the ATF, and a whole host of agencies that I've already mentioned. If anyone has information regarding this incident, I urge them to call 1-800-CALL-FBI for any tips that might assist us in our investigation. Now I'd like to turn it over to Palm Springs Police Chief Andy Mills.
Can you say your name again, please, and your address?
Yes, Akil Davis, Assistant Director in Charge, FBI Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Andrew Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Police Chief in Palm Springs. And I am with me today is our Mayor Pro Tem, Naomi Soto, this side, as well as council members David Reddy, Jeffrey Bernstein, and Grace Garner, and our city manager, Scott Stiles. I am really saddened by today's attack on our city. But I'm also hopeful because this city will rise, and this city has resilient and will be strong as a result of this. I'm also extraordinarily grateful for my partners at the FBI who are here almost immediately. I called Assistant Director Davis, and he happened to be in town, and he came over here leaving his other appointment to make sure that we had every resource we need. I can't thank you enough, Assistant Director Davis. I'm also grateful for every other agency in the region here, Desert Hot Springs, Cathedral City, and the Sheriff's Office, all sent officers immediately to help us, and as well as the fire department who was on scene shortly after the blast. We have a rapidly evolving investigation with a massive crime scene. Our first priority was to ensure the safety of our community. And we were very concerned about secondary devices, and so we spent a lot of time and effort working with the Bureau as well as the Sheriff's Office, clearing the entire neighborhood, making sure that there was nothing that could harm our citizens any further. But now the real labor starts. With the FBI's field evidence response team as well as our detectives, this is going to take a great deal of time for us to process this scene. And I need to just communicate two things with our community. One, please be patient. There are blocks of debris, and it'll take a meticulous effort to make sure that we get every piece of evidence so we understand very thoroughly what happened. And so people are gonna need to be patient with us.
He just gave away our third piece of evidence we have for this. So we've got one dead, four injured, and then we have blocks of debris. So that's very important to keep in mind. We're gonna talk about that as well.
And the second thing is if they find pieces of evidence in their yards or in their homes or in their side of their homes, please leave it there where it is. Give us a call, the non-emergency number, and we will do what we can to come and get it as quickly as possible. I also want to make sure that our community understands this is an isolated incident. I am confident that the community is not at risk any longer. So we will continue to process our investigation. We are moving as rapidly as possible at multiple locations, and we are doing everything we can to make sure that we understand the why as well as what happened. Finally, for me, terrorism came knocking on the door of Palm Springs. We survived. And I can tell you that this city will rise and be more effective as a beacon of hope than before. Now I'm going to turn it over to Fire Chief Paul Alvarado.
Okay, so he's claiming blocks of debris. Yes, the hospital is right across the street. What some people are saying is that because the Trump administration went and backed IVF or in vitro fertilization, that people are now targeting these clinics because of that. They seem very, very confident, right, that this isn't going to happen again. Very good question as to why, right? Attempting to get the name of the business and things of that nature. We're going to do all of that here in just a sec and pull that information up. He's claiming blocks of debris. We're going to look at the vehicle, and I'm going to go over the damage to the building. I'm going to explain to you how this damage actually happens. I saw somebody say in the comment section that they believe that there was a device inside of the building. I tend to agree with them on a portion of this, minus some damage to the vehicle. So a little bit of it's just some of it's just not adding up to that extent, along with some of the marks and things like that that are on the ground. All of that, just wait.
Thank you, Chief. I'm Paul Alvarado, Alvarado, Palm Springs Fire Chief. I first want to acknowledge the horrific incident that our community and city went through this morning. And I want to assure you that the Palm Springs Fire Department arrived swiftly. Our first fire engine arrived in under 1 minute to find a well-involved building that's impacted by structural collapse. Our firefighters extinguished the majority of the fire before having to back out because of the collapse issues. We're working closely with our public safety partners to ensure the community remains safe, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Do you believe that the person who is dead is the suspect?
This is still under investigation, and I can't make that conclusion at this time.
So it's possible the suspect is not either dead or in custody?
I'll let our law enforcement partners speak more to that, but I cannot comment on that.
Hey folks, let's wait till the end of this press conference where we get some questions. We got two more speakers and then we'll get to some questions.
I'd like to turn it over to Mayor Pro Tem Naomi Soto.
Good afternoon. My name's Naomi Soto. Mayor. I'm the Mayor Pro Tem here in the city of Palm Springs. This morning is a terrible tragedy. We have one person killed, several others who have been hurt. And our heart goes out to everyone who has been impacted and their families. I want to acknowledge that the building that was damaged is a fertility clinic, and this is a place of hope. This is a building that people go to start or expand their families. We acknowledge their pain and concern across the community. For the ARC patients and staff, this is a building where hope lives, and we are confident it will continue afterward, as their meaningful work must continue. I also want to thank our first responders who ran towards the scene immediately and without delay. They responded and ran towards an unknown danger. Thank you to our brave fire department and our police department. And thank you to Police Chief Andrew Mills and Fire Chief Paul Alvarado for their leadership today during this tragedy.
All right, I'm a little bit kind of, if they don't start putting out more information, I just listened to this not long ago, and I'm hoping that they actually put out a little bit more information, but I'm not hearing it from them yet, so we're going to let it play just a little bit longer.
And I also want to thank out to all the different offices who have reached out to offer their support and resources, including Governor Gavin Newsom, Senator Alex Padilla, Congressman Ken Calvert, Senator Rosalie Ochoa-Bow, Assemblyman Greg Wallace, and all of our staff across so many departments who have stepped up today, including our council members and our city manager, Scott Stiles. It's been a hard day. There are several more hard days of work, but as the police chief mentioned, we need our community's patience as we move forward these next few days. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna open it to just a few questions. Sir.
Understood. It's a very good question, and I'm sure you guys will want those answers, and we will provide them for you as soon as we can. At this moment, this is what I'm willing to say regarding that. This is an ongoing investigation. We're not prepared to comment on that at this moment. We're not prepared to provide any additional comments on the relationship between the decedent and our person of interest.
Why would you be certain that there is no threat to the public then right now at risk?
We have an ongoing investigation, and further comments will compromise that investigation.
Was the clinic targeted?
We believe so, yes.
And you mentioned terrorism. Is this domestic?
Further comments will compromise that investigation.
Was the clinic targeted?
We believe so, yes.
And you mentioned terrorism. Is this domestic terrorism?
I'm going to say this again. This was an intentional act of terrorism. As our investigation will unfold, we will determine if it's an international terrorism or domestic terrorism. No matter which one, the Joint Terrorism Task Force is the lead on this, and we will find that out.
As for the explosives, do you believe that this was some type of explosive that was made maybe at home, or is this something that was sophisticated, the operation? What do you say about that?
I can't say much about that right now because it's ongoing.
Palm Springs is the only place the investigation is happening.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you ask that again?
Based on your experience, what would be the amount of explosives that you could put in a car to create this much damage blocks around?
Let me be clear. This was probably one of the largest bombing investigations that we've had in Southern California. It's on scale of the Aliso Viejo bombing in Orange County.
Well, I'll go over that stuff with you guys in a sec.
Second location in Twin and Palms off Adobe Road. There's a police presence out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that connected to this
potential bombing?
I'm not prepared to provide those comments at this time.
A witness found a tripod with a camera as if it were being live streamed. Have you heard this? Is that something you're investigating?
I have, and yes, it is something we're investigating.
Mark, sir, you had a question, Mark? No, she has.
Sir, at this point in the investigation, had the clinic received any threats prior to this incident?
Not that we're tracking.
So is there or is there not a suspect you're looking for?
We have a person of interest in this investigation. But we are not actively out searching for a suspect. Does that answer your question?
Is that person of interest in
custody? All right, no comment.
We're going to conclude the press conference.
All right, so that's all they're willing to give out. They're saying it is an intentional act of terrorism, that they are aware of it, and that, so here's what I'm going to do. I ended up pulling out a bunch of the still images from some of the surveillance, some of the videos and stuff like that that have kind of been circling around. I took one of the best surveillance videos. I'm going to give you guys my best analysis as I can of this blast scene. And kind of what that looks like as we go around it to try to talk you guys through some of this crap. We're going to start off with the front side of the building before we get into the car. Let me see what all I have here. I've got the back side of the building that faces the street. Clearly, you can see the back side's been blown out. All right. You see a bunch of the crap that's been pushed out the other side. Explain all that stuff to you. You guys also, what's notable over here is you can see kind of like a window blasted on this side as well. And then we're going to go down over here. You can see this side of the building, and there's something that is extremely notable about this that I'm going to be talking to you guys about, particularly the burn marks that are on the ground, all right, that are outside of that building, the damage to the face of the building and how that damage just came out, and the roof itself on the building. And all of that's going to tell us a little bit more about kind of what it is maybe that we are dealing with here. And in addition to that, I want you guys to look at the debris field that's outside, okay? There's not that much on the ground. And as the helicopter flew around, here is the majority of the debris right down here, right? Where this vehicle has kind of came to rest outside on the backside of it. Now, interesting part, when we go back and we look over here, you can see lots of black soot all the way outside of this building. Sky God coming in, giving out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, friend. So you can see lots of black soot, and in particular, you can see when that building ended up collapsing and it ended up coming down, because you guys can see where all of this stuff has fallen down. I mean, hell, I can zoom in on this photograph and show you a little bit more what I'm talking about. It's not going to be that great, but you can see where a lot of this debris has fallen down, and then you even have debris on this side where it's came down, and then you have this empty spot right here. And I want you to pay attention to the ground right here in the middle of it. And what you'll notice right here on the ground appears to be a tiny little crater or a tiny little thing. And you can see how everything's kind of like flashed and gone kind of away from it. It also looks like that might be like a kind of like a, what do you want to call it, on the sidewalk, the wheelchair ramp that goes up to get into the front door of the building, things of that nature, that the sidewalk might not be complete all the way over there. I'm not 100% sure, but we can check on all of that here in just a sec. But importantly, that's what I want you to pay attention to. I want you to pay attention to this main burn mark as it goes all the way out over here. I want you to pay attention to how there's no debris right here in the middle. And I want you to pay attention to how all of this almost appears to be like that building is kind of falling down and outward as that sucker goes. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to circle back around. We're going to take a look at this vehicle. Now, you'll notice that one of the tires appears to be completely gone on this portion of the vehicle. As we go back over to this side of it, you get a little bit better view, all right, where pretty much everything is gone but the frame itself, all right? So you don't see any sheet metal on side of this thing, because even today's vehicles, like a lot of them do use like all sorts of weird stuff, but for the most part, you have like little light pieces of metal and all that crap. All of that appears to be gone and away from this vehicle. As that helicopter began to circle around, you end up seeing this, all right? You've got a lot of black soot that's resting over here on the ground. All right, you guys see all that black soot that's all over the ground. You see all these different chunks of the vehicle over here that are kind of off the side. And see how it's rested up against the wall, but we don't really have any burn marks on the wall. There's not. I mean, that is a tan painted wall. No burn marks are on it whatsoever. It looks to be like little bits of it have like spattered off and have gone in different places. And if you take a look at the trash can lid right here, not the lid, but the gate, you end up seeing like that black mark up over on side of that as well. So we do have lots of debris that appears to be going away from that vehicle, right? So where that vehicle came to rest, it does appear to be a lot of debris. Does appear to, like, at least a portion of that sucker was on fire. That's where all of that soot and stuff like that is coming down from, over there on that side of it. And then let's focus on this. This is the face of the building. This is a good shot of it that the helicopter ended up getting as it was going around. And again, we can see that little portion, okay? And this, remember that one spot I told you guys to pay attention to right down here on the ground that appears to be going out in both different directions right down there on the ground and how the debris is kind of cleared out. Now, what you're going to notice is we go back to that original photo that I ended up having up, and we look down this side of the building, what you're going to see is a lot of that stuff is kind of like falling down into the outside as it's going off into the left of that building, okay? And all of that, what that's telling me is that that blast was at least inside of the building for a little portion of time, all right? And if you think about how a lot of these industrial buildings are built, they end up having those soft ceiling panels that are up and on them. And that explosion, as it's going through, it's looking for the path of least resistance as it goes through that building. So as it goes into that freaking building and it starts expanding its way out and it's like just expanding gas as it's going in and through that freaking building, it's going to go up and into that freaking ceiling. And it's going to start working its way down. And when it comes back out on whatever side, because you got a picture inside of this building, you're going to have walls, you're going to have partitions, you're going to have things of that nature. And those exploding gases, they're going up over inside that building. Again, path of least resistance. So that expanding gas goes inside, ends up hitting a wall, ends up working its way up that wall, path of least resistance into the ceiling, and eventually it'll hit the roof. And then when it hits the roof, it's going to continue to expand, path of least resistance, go down. And then we're going to see that stuff being pushed down on the other side. And as you work your way around that building, right? Obviously, it looks, appears like, I haven't never been in this building, but it would appear that there was a path of least resistance that went straight through that sucker. Okay. And then you have the office side going off over to one side. We do have a window blown out on this side. So there's probably a doorway or something like that over on this side of the building. All right. So right here, right smack dab through the center, is likely this path of least resistance that caused it to blow out to that other side. Now, is there a couple different explanations for this? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I could look at this and I could say, hey, maybe possibly, Matt, do you know the make and model? No, I don't know that yet. I do not know the make and model of this vehicle yet. That's going to actually be really, really crucial. But there's something even more interesting about this. As we go around and we look at this vehicle, when we get to the other side of it, it doesn't appear like the front half of the vehicle is there. Okay, so here we've got our clearly defined wheels, rims, things of that nature. But the thing that I'm trying to figure out is, where is the other half of this car, if there is a other half, right? That's what I'm looking for. Here's a bumper. Okay, this definitely appears to be a bumper of the vehicle, right? Everything else is either burnt and or blasted away with all of the black soot that's around there. I would say that it was on fire at some point in time. It kind of looks like black soot maybe over here, but that would probably be the tree. But it doesn't even appear like the tree was burnt at all. And we're going to go back to the video and we're going to look at that. So all of this crap, as it ends up like resting into that position, that's kind of where it's at. Now, if I go back and I look at this, and you can see those drag marks as it's going away from the building. One of the issues that I end up having with this, when you end up having a vehicle explode in the way it would have done, all right, I'm not quite so sure that this might have been a car bomb, to be perfectly honest with you. There's a reason for it. Now, I could be wrong, but I want you to look at these black soot marks as it's dragging across the pavement over here. Okay, see how those black soot marks are dragging across the pavement going out, even though we have like what appears to be a point of detonation, but you have these black soot marks that are dragging all the way over there to where that vehicle's at. Typically, if something's that big, all right, in order to throw a vehicle like that as it goes out, now those could be, that could be like ANFO, like dirty freaking ANFO, right? Like ammonium nitrate, like mixture that would go to doing that, and you end up throwing in freaking fuel, all right? And if it's oil, things of that nature, you end up getting like these black burn marks that end up going out, so that would track as far as that goes. But what we're not seeing on the ground, all right, when we go back over, and they're not exactly HD videos, what we're not seeing on the ground is kind of like drag marks for that sucker as it's going out and across. You have what appears to be like a dent in the freaking pavement. Maybe that could be like a good question for how that ended up getting there. It could have landed maybe on its hood, like shit, man, I don't know, crush it like back in. It's hard to tell from the aerial footage that's coming out of this thing. But what we're absolutely missing in this is any indication that vehicle was kind of like drug or pushed across the ground, because we don't see that, right? We don't see any of that debris field kind of like being off to the freaking side. We don't see the drag marks from it as it's going out. We don't see any of that crap. We just see chunks of it that are in sorts of other places, right? That's what it looks like. It looks like that vehicle was like part of that freaking blast. It looks like it caught on fire at some point, and it was involved in a heavy fire and then somehow made its way over there. I'm not 100% sure. It could have been a vehicle-borne IED, but here's why I doubt that. If it was a vehicle-borne IED, and this is why I'm going with something from inside of the building, remember how I talked to you guys, and it's hard to judge because you don't get, I don't want to say this, you don't get the, I don't know the inner dimensions of that building, and if there was something or a device, something of that nature that was placed inside the building, I would expect, let's put it this way, I would expect if there was a bomb parked outside of that building that would have set off, let me go back over here. If there was a bomb parked outside of that building and it went off, obviously it's going to go out 360 degrees equally in all direction. So I'd expect to see this freaking, like this debris field over here more or less push out this way, and it's not. What we end up seeing is that debris field falling down, almost like the explosion was inside of the building, made its way into those rafters, came back down, and ended up pushing that wall down. V-bed explosion in the trunk. I'm not 100% sure, man. And if it was, they maybe backed the trunk into that freaking building. Maybe they, you know what I'm saying, like backed the vehicle in, something of that nature, or drove it in and then detonate it. But even then, I would expect to see, because if it, again, if it had that type of power to throw the vehicle that far, I would expect to see much greater damage to that freaking like roof structure and the ceiling and all that other crap. So I have a couple different questions as it goes into this, because if you had a explosive powerful enough to throw it, and I've seen 25 pounds, like a deep buried 25 pound ammonium nitrate, okay, charge that will like literally rip a vehicle in half, okay, and throw it into the air. So ammonium nitrate's very good at a pushing effect versus your high grade explosives that are much better at like a cutting effect, right? But if it had that pushing effect where it was able to lift that vehicle up and throw it that far, I would expect to see way more destruction to the front of this building. If I was to go back to it, I'd expect to see way more destruction kind of like to the front of that building. Maybe it's just got steel I-beams in there and it's really freaking strong support and all that other crap. Maybe I'm just wrong on that. But we do see a lot of collapse, because if it was outside and it was that big of an ammonium nitrate charge to cause that big blast going out, you know, over through that portion, I would expect to see a lot more of that debris going inward. Now, it is possible that it ended up blasting a hole into the side and then that roof ends up collapsing down, and what you're seeing down here is a bunch of crap that is just kind of like falling down off of this like top roof structure and came down. Now, that very well could be based on the fire and things like that. The fire ended up weakening the steel, causing that sucker to collapse and go down. It's hard to say because I'm not there on the scene. If it was a vehicle-borne IED, I would be rather impressed, because I have seen these suckers go off, and typically what you end up seeing is a crater in the concrete. Now, if we were to go back to this original video, And yes, they do leave craters in concrete, believe you me. It's kind of crazy. A lot of the ones that I have like gone over and taken a look at and investigated and stuff, a hell of a lot bigger than that one. But this is probably the best aerial surveillance video that they have. And I want to get this back up on your screen. I'm going to mute it as we go through, because truthfully, it doesn't matter. But as you can see right here, you know, we again have that same crap, okay, right up over here. All right, you guys see it? You've got debris kind of going outward from here. So this tells me that this is, and it's clear right here. So this tells me that there was some sort of an explosion, some sort of a detonation, some sort of something there. The other thing that could have happened was it could have been a gas, like some sort of freaking, somebody could have set it up, had a device inside of that building, and it could have gone off, caused that vehicle to catch fire, and then it's rare, but it does happen. You could have had that vehicle detonate depending on what type of vehicle it was. If it was an EV, something of that nature, and the car fire had got hot enough, I don't know. But that's very, very possible. Matt, I haven't seen the video. Linda, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Yeah, the blast, the scene itself is not kind of adding up or making sense, because again, look over here, you can see it almost looks like everything is coming from the outside. You see all the rebar, like there's a shit ton of rebar on that sucker, and then you can see wood construction coming out here. So yeah, let's watch this sucker as it goes around. All right, we can pause it right there and we can take a look. We can get a decent look at the inside of it, and let's watch it as it circles around. As it circles around, there is a bunch of crap piled up over here, which it's California, looks like washer and dryer, something of that nature. Not entirely sure, to be perfectly honest with you. But you get a much better view of the outside of that building where everything's fallen over, indicating to me that there was something inside of that building that ended up pushing out and going. As the sucker starts to go around, you're going to see the amount of stuff that ended up getting blown out on the backside, telling me that you had tons of pressure going from this area all the way out here. Now, is it possible that there was a device inside that building? Yes, it is. Remember how I talked to you guys about path of least resistance? When those explosives go off and you have path of least resistance, if there's walls and things of that nature, you're going to get the majority of your blast that's being directed in one way. But here's the kicker. We would see it going out in the opposite direction as well. And that could be where the vehicle comes in handy, because if it was strong enough to do that, it would go out in that direction. It's going to be a very interesting one. The makeup of the building, the way it was constructed, what the walls are created of inside, all of that stuff's going to matter to how this actually reacts and how it goes down inside. You can see the roof shingles that end up getting thrown over to that side as well. So it definitely looks like the blast was kind of directed in this general direction. Now, afterwards, and I've come across another video, this sucker was most definitely on fire and out there. You have that vehicle over there. I'm very, very curious. Matt, just say it's science. Yes, it's science. But we're going to have to figure out all of that crap. Maybe you guys are good with wheels. This one in particular, I'm not entirely familiar with. I know I've seen it before, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Anybody know what freaking wheel that is? Is that a Tesla wheel? That is my question right there. Anybody know? I'm very curious because I know that actually looks like blow out. Yeah. And I don't see a lot of the metal mangled on that vehicle either, which is the other thing. You know, if it was that strong that it's going to do that, just looking at this, for some reason, I think something went off inside the building, caught that vehicle on fire. And if that's an EV, something of that nature, and you had some of that crap go off, possibly. That's a Honda Ford makeup model. Mazda or Tesla. Yeah, so here's what I want to look up real quick while we're looking at that. I feel like it's a Tesla rim. I could be wrong. No. Let's just go over their website real quick. See if I can find it for you guys as I go through. I don't want to spend too much time doing this. But kind of what it reminds me of. No, that's not a Tesla. You're right. Yes, it is. Bam. I think that's the one. I think that's a Model 3. Let me grab this. Kind of what it appears like to me. I could be wrong. Let me grab this and put it up here. Up at the top. Let me back out and get you guys back on track. I think it's a Tesla Model 3. Again, I could be wrong, but it would make sense why things are missing. So look at the wheels on that sucker, right? You see how you have like 1, 2, 1, 2. Obviously, this is a digital rendering of it, but you have like the two blades that go out. That's kind of what that reminds me of when I look at it. If we were to go back over into this one, kind of does remind me of a Tesla wheel, right? Like I feel like I've seen that before. Anyways, if that's the case, and those batteries, because you got to remember, they have those freaking lithium batteries and all that other crap in it, it could kind of explain. So is somebody saying it's an engine? No. Jeep Wagoneer? No. It has a gas motor. I'm not seeing the gas motor on this sucker. But I know I've taken plenty of lithium batteries and made them explode. Mini Coupe? Somebody saying Mini Coupe. Oh, my God. Looks like JCW Mini Cooper wheel, but the car is definitely larger. Right. And it's kind of hard to tell from the aerial image, but that's... Yeah, we'll go there. That to me would make sense for a lot of that black shit that we're seeing out there. For those of you that have never seen like lithium batteries catch fire, let me explain this to you real quick. Let me see if I just can't find one for you guys. When they go, man, they freaking go. See if I can get this up on the screen for you guys, because it absolutely matters when you see these lithium batteries go and the aftermath. Now, obviously, this is a small one. No, I want a bigger one. I want a big one. There we go. Here we go. So this is going over lithium ion battery fire, okay?
Fire has come from his battery charger, and so the remnants of the battery spread out around the...
Now, these suckers, when they go off, they absolutely... Here you go. These suckers, when they go off, they absolutely, like, do detonate. They blow pretty freaking big sometimes, but most of the time, they just end up burning and causing, like, a really, really hot fire. It's not kind of one of the best videos I've seen so far. Let me see here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, I'm not sure. Oh, okay. I want to get you guys a good one. want you guys to see it. Too many spokes. Batteries burn at 5,000 Fahrenheit, right? Yeah, and if you get them right, they will, because they're contained. They will freaking explode. It's fire suppression. Come on. I know there's a good one. Lithium-ion battery fire. Here we go.
Public Information Officer for the Tulsa Fire Department. Today I want to bring to your attention a critical issue that has been affecting fire departments across the United States. Fires caused by lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries are known for storing a significant amount of energy in a compact space. However, when this energy is released uncontrollably, it can generate heat, produce flammable and toxic gases, and even lead to explosions. These incidents can occur due to various reasons, such as exposure to extreme heat, physical damage to the battery, overcharging, or even using incompatible charging equipment. Just recently, a home fire in the Tulsa area was sparked by a pet. Individuals keep these batteries within their homes for convenience, unaware of the potential dangers they pose. I urge you to watch the video footage from this fire to understand the severity of the situation.
Dude, it's always a dog, man. Got to be the dog just chewing on stuff. There she goes. And this is a small one, right? This is very, very small. Boom. You guys see that right there? Did you see how it did that? Now I want you to picture that at a much larger scale, right? And that's, in my opinion, probably what was going on. Yeah, I think it was a Tesla Model 3. I could be wrong. You're a mechanical keyboard. You guys don't like my typing sounds? I'll work on it. And then from there, it's going to go. But that flash.
Well, keep these batteries. I urge you. Situation.
Come on, get to that flash. And boom. You guys see that? How it did that? Now, that is a very small battery. All right, I want you to picture a much larger one that ends up getting lit on fire by something else. And when we start talking about an act of terrorism, now I am not even going to go so in depth to check the freaking hours of that building, but that to me makes sense with a lot of the different debris field that we're kind of seeing out here. That burn mark that's on the ground, when we go back to the beginning of this video, right, and we go and we look at that, very possible that that's what ended up happening afterwards and ended up putting it out there. And that maybe was enough to kind of push that vehicle in the other direction, something like that. If this was a VBIED or a vehicle-borne IED and it caused that much damage to the building, I wouldn't expect to see all of those ceiling panels and all of those panels and stuff blown out to the other side. It's very possible that somebody had a device set inside of the building waiting for somebody to show up. They open the door and the dang thing goes boom. Absolutely no idea. Absolutely couldn't tell you, but they said that there was four people that were injured in that vehicle itself. I believe the Tesla, you can fit freaking five people in there. So it's possible that somebody went inside of the building, opens the freaking door, turns on a light switch, building goes boom, and then that freaking vehicle ends up catching fire outside of it. Everybody gets out of it. Then you got four injuries from that, right? And then you have that Tesla that gets very, very hot, heats to the point that it does like cause that little bit of an explosion, and it pops off over the other side. The reason I say that is because of the amount of damage that's on this vehicle, and you can pretty much see that it's been like burnt to a freaking crisp, right, at this point. It takes a lot to get a vehicle that hot to that point. Even the trucks and things like that that I've seen from like VBIEDs and car explosions, things of that nature, you tend not to see it, right? You tend to see like different chunks of them that still remain in place. Yeah, absolutely, right? You end up seeing different chunks and things of that nature that absolutely remain in place. Plus, I would still expect, all right, if it did explode and it fell over there and it's burnt to that extent, because you look at all that burnt debris and shit that's coming off that fell off of it once it landed, I would still expect more flames to be coming off of it even when it landed, and I would expect to see burn marks on the side of that wall, which I don't. What I see is things that have like popped off, smoldered, gone to different directions. But to me, it seems like that sucker exploded, landed kind of like not that far away. So it's possible that those batteries ended up flashing, gone over. People are saying not a Tesla, not a Tesla, not a Tesla. Well, there's people that are saying it is. I very well could be wrong. Maybe it was a vehicle-borne IED, but right now I don't think it is, guys. I think that there is probably something inside of that building, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past. It's okay. I'm just giving you my opinion on this. That's why you guys come here. Traverse mounted four-cylinder clearly in that photo. All right, let's take a look at that. Look at a Ford F-150 rims. Yep. Let's go with the Chevy Traverse first. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, like, there's definitely Tesla rims that fit that, guys. I'm not lying to you when I say that. There definitely is. Model Q rims come close, but they're not quite there. What would you guys, what was it you wanted me to pull up to see if it was the fit? I'm trying to remember. I heard somebody say Chevy Traverse. We could give that a look real quick. Let me see if I can find that. Chevy Traverse. See if those are close. Yeah, those are fairly close. Let me get up over there. Let me pull this back up. Chevy Traverse is fairly close. Fairly close. But I don't think it matches. I'll still put it up on the screen just for transparency so people can see that, just so you guys have it. Let me grab that, put that up over in here. There is lots of different people that make freaking wheels and rims and all sorts of crap. So here is your Chevy Traverse. All right, there's your Chevy Traverse. But again, if we're talking about an explosion that takes that much of it off, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a much greater damage to the ground. I promise you that one. So kind of sus. This is what I'm siding on. This is kind of what it would appear like to me, but I could be wrong. Been wrong in the past, and that's okay. And I have no problem admitting that when I'm out. I'm just trying to bring you guys this crap. It's really hard to do this stuff like willy-nilly, right? All right, let me get back up over here. Make sure that I'm up to date on my comments in the chat within itself. Yeah, Tesla doesn't have exhaust pipes. It's a Ford rim. I'm curious, where are you guys seeing exhaust pipes on this? Maybe I'm missing the exhaust pipes, but I'm not seeing any exhaust on this whatsoever. Wait till we come around. And again, here we look at the scene. All right. I don't see any other portions of it, but I do see what appears to be how this sucker ended up getting dragged and coming all the way out over here. All right. So it ends up going over here. And if you think about how a detonation occurs and what ends up happening when a detonation goes off, equally 360 degrees in all direction. So why it ended up getting pushed in one direction versus the other is a very, very good question. Now, some people could say that when it goes off, it ends up pushing it and going back. That's great. But if it's that powerful of an explosion that those waves are bouncing off the building and coming back into the car and blowing it in that direction, I want to know why there's so much of that building left. That doesn't track, right? I also don't see any other chunks of that vehicle anywhere. And if it was that powerful of an explosion to throw the vehicle that far, I would expect to see damage to other things over there, right? I would expect to see some damage or burn marks, something of that nature on that freaking trash can that's maybe, 30, 40 feet away, okay? All right, so let's keep going down and going and look. Can anybody show me an exhaust pipe? I don't see an exhaust pipe anywhere at all. Not seeing it. I'm not. No? Ford Explorer? I'm not seeing it. Debris field, pretty big. All right. You can see the debris field all the way back out and over here. But I'm seeing a lot of freaking black and burnt, and I see a lot of stuff falling from the building down towards that parking lot. And that is not indicative of a freaking VBIED going off that nature. I mean, it could be something freaking weird. It could be the way the building's constructed. They could have driven it into part of the building. This is the hospital across the street. You can see that it was powerful enough in order to take those windows out. All right, displaced air, things like that. You end up getting the shockwave that goes over, hits it, cracks the windows. So it was a decent sized blast, all right, across the street on the other side. All right, you can see where that building's at between point A and point B. What's the name of this hospital? This is, here's something I want to do. Desert Regional Medical Center. Let's do this. Let's go take a look at this. Here's what I want to do. When I pull this up, Desert Regional Medical Center, it's right here. And it would certainly seem, when we look at Desert Regional Medical Center, which is right here, and it was across the street. So let's figure this out. Desert Regional Medical Center, and it was across the street. So it would seem not like this building, not like that building. Where are we at? Let's find this sucker real quick. If I'm in the wrong area, ladies and gentlemen, tell me. I'm doing this live and it's kind of a pain in my butt. Ooh, that would be it right there. This is it. So this is that building. Let's start doing some fun stuff. Let's come down and let's drop our little gentleman down onto the street and see what we can see when it goes over that building. All right, so over at the front of that building, clearly we can see like these windows and stuff, but that is a solid wall that ended up getting blasted out, which is kind of weird. Not going to lie. I'd assume there'd have been windows or something of that nature, but it's not. It's a solid wall. There is one window right there. Let me take that and let's go back over to this footage from the front of the building. Oh, come on. Fly around. Fly, fly, fly. Let me get this up. It's going to pan around for a sec. Give me a minute. Those are close. Somebody saying Ford Explorer. I don't know about no Ford Explorer on that one. There we go. Okay, so there's that window still intact. Here we have this wall separating the two, and it blows out in between these two different walls. Now that we have that, now we can go back over and we can take a look at Google Maps. Where'd it go? Bam. So now we go back over, we look at Google Maps. There you can actually see that separation piece right there in the wall. It's been there for so long. Oh, come on. Let me zoom in on it. You can actually see that structural makeup of it. So there's that freaking support beam that was on it. And that's where they end up popping out on both sides. So that whole wall ended up blowing out. So that is a very directional freaking thing. So if you're going to cause that blast to go out through there and not have that type of damage anywhere else, to me, it's going up and it's in the freaking rafters and it's coming out. Now, I'm also very curious when I back out of this. Give me just a second. I'm also very curious if I come down, if I'm able to. Here's something else that I want to do. I want to measure the distance that that vehicle ended up going. So it was set right about here, and it came to rest right here. We're talking about a grand total of about 20 meters that that vehicle ended up moving. All right, so moving a freaking vehicle 20 meters takes a significant amount of force in that direction. So if it moved 20 meters in that direction, I want to know where the heck is the rest of that sucker and where's it at? Obviously, that debris field ended up scanning this parking lot all the way. I saw debris out here over 100, I don't know, where are we at? 32 meters versus freaking 15, right? 15-ish is where it came to rest, roughly. I'm assuming it didn't pull up on the sidewalk, so about 15 meters is the distance that that vehicle ended up moving. It takes a lot of force, and that is a directional force that ended up blasting that vehicle in one way. So to me, it's making me think that that sucker ended up getting freaking thrown in that direction for a reason. Very good question. You have that one portion of the building that's taken out, and then you have the rest that ends up going down and collapsing on it. We go back and we look at that video. We start going back. Let's go back to the front of it. Get back over here. So you go back and you get to the front of it, and it becomes a little bit more clear. Come on, there we go. 15 meters from here to here, where it ended up coming to a rest, this portion of the building ends up going down, and it very clearly ends up blasting this portion out street facing side of it, ends up getting blasted out. If you go back over here to this other side and you put that into perspective, all right. You put that into perspective and you look at kind of how that's at, and you look at how everything is just falling off the building in this direction. To me, that's signifying that you have a lot of pressure that's working its way out. That's what it signifies. We have pressure that's blowing out, right? That's pressure blowing out. So that device, all of that other crap, whatever it would have been, likely it would have been over here in this portion of the building. It's Matt's opinion. Or they ended up like driving it in, parking it, blasting it, and other shit ended up causing it to blow back out, possibly, potentially. Not entirely sure. But that to me looks like a point of detonation right there in the middle. And you certainly have the debris that goes everywhere. All right, let's see what we got. Let me go down to the chat. I just got here. Kind of says, just got here. What happened and the rundown? Well, we had an explosion take place over at a fertility clinic in California. FBI called it an intentional act of terrorism. They have one person of interest in mind. One individual is dead. And four are injured. Here's the other thing about a VB IED. All right, I'll see if I can find the image real quick. I know I had it saved on my computer, and it's blurred out, so it's safe for showing. Let me see if I can find this real quick and pull this up. Should be able to find it, no problem. There was actually a body that ended up getting captured down in the middle of the street. There's a much better overhead view of that particular vehicle itself. You can see it's pretty much torched, right? All the way down. Oh, is this what you guys are calling an exhaust right here? Yeah. All right, so what I'm looking for, Oh, here we go. These shingles are freaking rattled all the way over. That's actually really interesting. This is a much better view. Yep, the shingles are rattled. You see the face on the front of the building. Okay. Interesting. All right, let me get this out. There is a body. Give me just one sec. Let me get this up for you guys. Oh, come on. I just had it. Anyways, this body appears to be completely and totally intact. Suicide bombers, things like that that I've seen before tend to be freaking blown to bits. Some people are claiming it's a lab or something of that nature. No, I don't think that's the case. Give me a sec. Wow, it's like they did away with that really quick. That's frustrating. That's extremely frustrating that that doesn't exist right now. Here, I thought it would have been all over just like it was previously. I'm not seeing it right now, and that's okay. What the hell? Weird. Weird that they're not showing that anymore. I don't know what to say about that. Not seeing it. Weird. How did that get scrubbed? Let's try to be a little bit more specific on it. Because there is, in fact, a body in the street. How the hell did that go? Well, now I'm starting to get frustrated. Look, take my word for it. The body is pretty much intact. Don't feel like going over it that hard, but the body is pretty much intact. Loud assumption. Any security camera footage leaked? No, not yet. But the during the briefing, they ended up saying that that there is a person of interest, and they feel like it was live streamed. So maybe I'll see if I can find that. I'm not. I'll see if I can find it. If I can find it, I'll make sure I provide a link up over in our Discord for you guys. Don't think it's there, though. So here's what I'm going to do, guys. Until we get more, this video I ended up seeing earlier, like I'm saying. And here is the back side of this vehicle, and it does have a tire on the back that you can clearly see. All right, you can see the tire on the back of this sucker, and that tire is on fire, so the whole thing's freaking burning. Let me go back to the overhead and see if I can't find a place, because I know, generally speaking, where this video got taken from. This is the second time I've seen that. So let me go back to over here, because there's a tree in between that they're looking through, and they end up seeing it, and I don't see it on the overhead from everybody else. So let me get a side-by-side for this, because it's got a circle on it. You guys end up seeing this. This is what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for these row of trees that are sitting there, these palm trees that appears to be the building in question over here on the backside. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But we definitely have, like, you know, a vehicle that is on fire right over here. You can actually see the freaking it looks to be like the tire in the back that's on fire. Now, it could be where it's like rested and it was just barely freaking smoldering and burning its way down. But that's kind of what that appears to be to me. So what I want to find on the map is where that would be located. And to me, it would seem, just based on the freaking scenery and where that's at, that there's only a couple different directions that they could have actually taken that from. And so that video was likely taken from somewhere over here, looking this way or looking this way at that vehicle that was on fire. And that could have just been one of the tires that was burning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see a lot. Yeah, that would track right here, that that video was somehow peeking and looking through here at that vehicle. So I don't see, guys. I'm sorry. We'll see what ends up coming out of this. We'll see what the investigation ends up releasing. They didn't give a name of the suspect. They didn't give any of that stuff. Name of suspect didn't happen. Like just now. Nope, they didn't. The doctor? Nope. This freaking sucker over here calls himself a pro-mortalist. Bet it was an Islamist. Diameter of the explosion looks big. Well, yeah. So if we really want to get after it, It's honestly, it wasn't that big of an explosion, to be honest. And it looks a little bit bigger when it's freaking confined. But those shingles that are, let's look at this, 80 feet away. Okay, so 25 meters. That's not really that far. Okay, so these shingles are a whopping 25 meters away from the if it was a vehicle-borne IED that ended up ripping the vehicle in half and everything else, at 25 meters, I would expect to see a hell of a lot more damage on the face of that building. Runosaur says the trees by the dumpster get toasted, stripped of leaves. Missed my super chat. What couldn't be a poorly made shape charge? Would that explain the car's movement? No. Your shape charge would end up just blasting a hole straight through that sucker. And if it was that big of a shape charge that ended up doing that, like, no. No, it wouldn't explain it. Not for 20, 25, what do we say, 25 feet, 15 meters. Right, so this one's only 10, this building's 10 meters past, you know, where that sucker came to a rest, and we had the shingles up here that have been displaced. You can clearly see the shingles are displaced and they've been freaking moved, but they're also those open freaking round ones where the air is going to get up underneath and do that. So that kind of tracks, and that makes sense to me as we look at this, right? Sorry about that. And Sky God came in giving out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you. And I think I actually totally forgot to give him a shout out, Incog Faraday. Timmy said he did it. Will just throwing out stay strong. Josh Earnhardt coming in, staying stay frosty like Matt's wine coolers. Dang right. Brandon says you can kind of make out the structure on Google before all this, might give more insights. Yep, sure can. Jonathan Knock, subframe looks is steel, not aluminum, not GM or Tesla, most likely Ford. Looks like an Explorer, hard to be more than 50% on that. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell when they end up burning to that extent. Two booms. That is my question. Was there two booms? If there was two booms, then it goes back to what I was talking about. But the vehicle caught on fire. Something inside the building ended up detonating. That makes sense to me. Then the vehicle got caught fire, or that boom, like from inside the building, pushed it, causing all that crap. So that would be my assumption on this. And I mean, it could be something very simple, like the guy ended up showing up to work and had people inside the vehicle. Let's go look at this particular thing as well, because I'm just kind of curious. A lot of the time they end up posting the hours, because that would lead more to, you know, what I was saying, if the hours are actually accurate on that. Oh, God, I lost it. Hold on. Let me get back in there. Woo! Lost my bearings for a sec. There's the building I want in question. Put it in the center of the screen. So it would be this one right here. I have no idea what, make sure I got this thing freaking right. This is the building. All right, let's go back to Street View and see if we can check the hours on this to see if it was even open today. I'm very curious. American Reproductive Centers, Dr. Mayor Abdallah. This went off at 11 a.m. local time. All right, so let's check out their hours. Saturday and Sunday, they are closed. So there's your next thing. Saturday and Sunday, this building's closed. I'm looking at their hours right now. Let me pull this up and show you guys. So the place was closed. Now I'm starting to think more and more like they had targeted this guy inside the building, because now the building's closed. It wasn't open today. Here's your freaking official place. This is him. This is the building. This is their hours. That's right up over here. You can see it's closed right now. You go down, you check their official hours. Hours. Boom. Oh, why is it not showing me the days of the week? It normally does. Shows on my computer. It says it's closed Saturday and Sunday. Opens at noon on Monday. There we go. Here you go. Saturday closed. Sunday closed. 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, basically. So it was closed today, guys. So why that vehicle was parked outside, what it was doing there, very good question. This is where I go back to saying, okay, well, the building's closed. So if they were going to be targeting this sucker, right? How do we have four people injured inside of the building? Or why, if it's closed, why is there four people injured? Are they injured? Were they walking on the street? We don't know. Somebody's dead. Great. To me, that person being dead, it's possible that they opened the building ended up detonating. They could have, caused a lot of gas to leak. They could have set up to when you flicked a light switch, the freaking building ended up detonating from the inside, caught the vehicle on fire, then the vehicle exploded, pushed its way out. More than likely, in my opinion, that's kind of what that's starting to look like to me. I could be wrong, but I don't think this was a VBIED or a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. I don't think it was. If it was a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, I would expect to see a hell of a lot more damage on the front of that building. But the one person that's dead, they're holding on to that. They say that they have a person of interest. They don't think it's going to happen again. I'm not sure how they feel so confident in all of that, but maybe I'm wrong. Cleaning crew, maybe that wasn't the target, right? Stop saying freaking sucker or give us a counter. Yeah. Dead body in the trunk. Probably not. Probably not. Building was closed today. Nobody was there at work. So if nobody's there, nobody's inside the building. Nobody's inside the building. It's closed. There's a vehicle that pulled up what appeared to be right outside of an entrance. You have what appears to be damage that's being caused inside of the building that's causing it to be pushed towards the outside. So the explosion looks like it's pushing everything outward, which again tells me it's in there. You have this crack right up over here. It's possible that he went inside, there was a device in there, and the dang thing detonated. I don't know. It's also possible it was a car bomb that did some wild shit that I've never seen before. Also possible. I also don't know the makeup of the building, guys. Doing my best. The suspect is Guy Edward Baracus, 25-year-old. Where'd you end up getting that information from? I have no idea. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me tonight. It is my day off. I need to take a break. This stuff does take a toll and wear on me, so I'm going to go ahead and give it. Wait, so there's a video of it? Share, please. I'm not aware of a video. Brooklyn Bridge got hit? You've got to be shitting me. You've got to be shitting me. Oh, man, it's not. It doesn't appear to be an act of terror. Here's your Brooklyn Bridge getting hit. People, man. People make my freaking day. Gotta love people. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to sign off until more information on this comes out. We just don't really have enough. Matt, you sound like you are talking to us from a deep underground tunnel. No, I don't believe I am. I believe I'm in the bunker. I believe I'm sick as hell. I'm just sick right now. So bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get more out. Yeah, no, Brooklyn Bridge didn't explode. That's going to be expensive. Yeah, well, I'm sure they have. Hopefully the boat has insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you guys if something